In the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 6, God's servant, the great prophet of the Lord says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord." That was a year that was to change the life of Isaiah forever, for two reasons. Uzziah, the king of Israel, had died. And that was a remarkable thing. That was a memorable thing in the experience and life of Isaiah. This great monarch who had reigned upon the throne of Israel had died. And we're saddened in these days at the passing of Queen Elizabeth. She served her nation well for 70 years, and I'm sure nearly all of us cannot remember a time whenever she wasn't queen. And so our lives and our land, in a sense, has changed forever at the death of Queen Elizabeth. Our thoughts, our prayers, our sympathies, of course, are with the family. And we pray that God will encourage them and strengthen them and give them grace and meet them at the point of need, and that the Lord will draw alongside and bring them comfort and help in these days. God is a refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. But isn't it just a reminder that death is no respecter of persons? We must all needs die. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. And Isaiah, as a young man, experienced the death of King Uzziah, the king of Israel, and his world, in a sense, changed because of all of that circumstance. And yet we're thankful as well that Isaiah could also say, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord." It was a year that was marked out in Isaiah's life, not just because the monarch who had reigned had passed away and gone into eternity, but it was also, more importantly, a year that would live long in the memory of Isaiah, because that was the year that Isaiah saw the Lord. An earthly king died, and then Isaiah testified that he saw visions of the heavenly king. In Isaiah 6 and verse 5, he says, "Mine eyes have seen the king." And dear friends, in this land of ours, it is so important that we get our eyes upon the Lord. The psalmist said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." John the Baptist called us to behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And Isaiah's life changed primarily the year that King Uzziah died, not because the king had died upon the earth, but because he saw the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He saw the Lord in a new light. He said, "I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And the Lord was sitting upon a great throne." He went on to say that round about the throne were the seraphim, and they were flying around the throne. They had six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two wings they covered their feet, and with two wings they did fly. And their song was, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And then the temple was filled with smoke, and the prophet Isaiah fell on his face before the Lord, felt so small, felt so unworthy, and even felt so sinful, because he saw the Lord as he really is. We are living in days where we have a very small and a very shallow view of God. But whenever Isaiah was exposed to the Lord of glory, he realized that his supreme attribute was that of holiness. God is separate from sin, cannot look upon sin. He humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and that are in the earth. Our God today is supremely holy, a thrice holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And if we could even see just a little bit of who he is, we would be consumed. Our God is a consuming fire. And Isaiah fell on his face before God and said, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." And then one of the angels came and took a coal from off the altar and touched the lips of the prophet Isaiah and said, "Thine iniquity is purged." And Isaiah's heart was melted and smitten, and he cried out and said, "Who shall I send, and who will go for us?" He heard the Lord crying out those words. And then he said, "Here am I, send me. And he surrendered his life fully and completely to the Lord. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. This for many is a year that will live long in our memory. The year, the week that Queen Elizabeth died, our beloved Queen. But may this be a year that we will see the Lord, see the King of Kings, who lives and reigns in the power of an endless life, that we might give our hearts and lives to him and consecrate our lives to him afresh, and that the Lord will use us for his glory. May the Lord bless you today. May the Lord encourage you. And may we see the King in his beauty. Can we remind you again just of this gospel mission continuing now just for a couple more nights in the tent and burn house in Lisburn. We'd love to see you. Bring your friends, bring your family. And until then, may God bless you throughout the rest of this day. Thank you for listening. See you again next time.